Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Change Your Habits Without Using Willpower. Successful people are simply those with successful habits, said Brian Tracy. We've often heard that your conscious mind makes up less than 10% of your total brain function, and that the subconscious or unintentional aspect of your mind represents more than 90% of your total brain function. Let's go over that again, because when we talk about success, when we talk about dreams, it's your subconscious mind that controls that aspect of it, and then you it takes and goes from the subconscious mind into your conscious mind, where you put together your plans to make those dreams a reality. So let's go over this again. That your conscious mind makes up less than 10% of the total brain function, and that the subconscious mind, unintentional aspects of your mind, represents more than 90% of your total brain function. Your subconscious is a vast collection of unintentional, habitual thoughts, behaviors, and actions. Therefore, the phrase that best describes the subconscious mind is no choice. This is where, when people have told you over and over again and put in your head certain beliefs about yourself. For instance, if you believe that you're not okay and you're very negative and you're consciously telling yourself what you can't do as opposed to what you can do, that's your subconscious mind at work. For example, imagine that you're sitting in your office and suddenly someone came in and turned off all the lights. Now it's completely dark and you can't see anything. What would happen if I then asked you to rearrange the furniture? How successful would you be at rearranging the furniture in a room with no visible light? The answer is not very. But just because you can't rearrange the furniture in a room where you can't see anything does not mean you're incapable of arranging furniture. Of course not. You are perfectly capable of arranging furniture when you can see what you're doing. Your subconscious mind is like the dark room. It's hidden beneath the surface, like the bottom 90% of an iceberg. And when you can't see something, it's awfully hard to change it. So this is what we're talking about. How do you change those subconscious mind and thoughts that you have? That's where you come up with affirmations. Press on or press down on the gas and the brake. For example, let's say you want to drive from New York to Los Angeles. And let's say you got a nice, reliable car to get you where you want to go. So you step down, so you start down the highway towards your destination. You're thinking positive. You're motivated, and you can't wait to get there. So you press down really hard on the gas pedal. But unbeknownst to you, at the same time as you have one front foot on the gas, you've developed the unconscious habit of driving with your other foot on the brake. So here you are, driving down the highway of life, trying to reach your goal. But you've developed the habit of driving with one foot on the brake. How long do you think it's going to take you to reach your destination? Exactly a long, long time. Now, because it takes you much longer than you thought it would to reach your destination, you start to search for a way to get there faster, with less effort. So you find someone who says they know how to get you there. And they say to you, you know what you need? You should get a more expensive type of gasoline. That's your problem. You know what? That's not a problem. But what happens is you will pull into the gas station and fill your tank with the most expensive high-octane gasoline you can find and get back on the highway of life. But guess what? Because you didn't change your habit of driving with one foot on the brake, you're still not making much progress. So someone else comes up to you and says, you know what you need? You should get a new set of tires. Try these really expensive tires. That's your problem. So now, what do? You go to the service station, spend more money buying the most expensive tires you can find, and get back on the highway. But you still got the same habit of having one foot on the brake. So you're still not reaching your destination. So, what you really need to do is think about how you can change your mindset. Finally, someone says to you, you know what you need? You should get a new car. The car you're driving isn't good enough. You should get a really expensive sports car. That's your problem. So guess what? You trade in your nice, reliable car, spend more money buying an expensive sports car, and get back on the highway of life. But even after all this time, money and effort, before no one took the time to show you the real problem, which is simply the fact that you have developed the habit of driving with one foot on the brake, you end up not reaching your goals and perhaps even giving up on your dream. So what's the solution here? If buying the more expensive gas, more expensive tires, and even a brand new car isn't going to get you where you want to go in order to change your habits, first, learn why you developed the habit of driving with your foot on the brake in the first place. Replace the costly habit with the power of control that enables you to get where you want to go faster, easier, and with far less stress. So what would be the solution here? The solution here is how to change your habits. And this is something that so many people do not think about. How to change their habits. Well, what are the habits? And how do they get those habits to do what they truly want to do. How did they get there? And think about the things that can help them truly be what they want to be and help them grow as individuals. To be the people they want to be. And what could you do if you could change your habits and change your life? What would you do? How would you change some of the things that you truly expect and want out of life? Because you know what? If you learn to change those habits, then you can be what you truly want to be. So here's some scientifically proven habits that will change your life. Seek the purpose in everything you do drives meaning. When you have a purpose, you believe it can make a beautiful change in the world. You're motivated to make things happen. Stop listening to your NE. Dela. The amygdala. Okay, stop listening to your amygdala. The amygdala, an almond-shaped piece in the middle of your brain, is in charge of keeping you safe. But sometimes it gets in the way of you taking bold steps and moving with confidence. The next time you feel afraid to do something, do anything. Just jump your amygdala doing its job. Cultivate relationships. Relationships are often portrayed as sustaining themselves by magic, but in truth, they require time and effort. Think of them as an investment that grows with the constant deposits of patience, care, and respect. Now, these different steps, the one thing that they help you accomplish is to change your behavior. And if you change your behavior, it becomes a habit. And those habits work with you and help you grow as an individual to be the true person that you want to be, to reach your potential in life. Think of them as an investment that grows with constant deposits and respect. Build your mental toughness. How? Stop yourself anytime you catch yourself blaming others, taking everything so seriously, or giving into distraction. Stop blaming the past or external factors for the chances you make or the choices you make. Make yourself a good listener. Listening is something that a lot of people don't understand, and they only half listen to someone when they're talking, because what are they doing? They're already planning out their answer. So effective communication is one of the keys to building resilience and maintaining balance in your life. It's the foundation upon which we build our lives, the way we understand others and allow them to know and understand us. And listening is central to communication. Arguably, the most important skill we possess. Help others. One of the best antidotes to stress is to get out of your own thinking. And the best way to distract yourself is by helping someone else. You can't worry about yourself when you're busy caring for others. Another thing to think about is asking questions. Curiosity is among the best skills that you can build. Curiosity about people in particular and enriches your business networking. Interact with others and draw them out. You'll learn amazing things and gain a reputation as a great conversationalist. Carve out some time for yourself to be alone. And why do you want to be alone? Because it's easier for some of us to achieve than others. A major cause of unhappiness is a lack of private time. Seek out ways to give yourself a few moments of solitude. And what does that do? That gives you the opportunity to recharge your batteries and to look within yourself and kind of reevaluate yourself. You know, this is October 28th, and in another 2 months, it'll be another new year. And often, what people do on New Year's Eve is they reflect on what happened for the past year and what were things that could have gone good for them, what things didn't, and how they can make changes in their life. This is one of the things that New Year's often means when we talk about making resolutions. Keep a gratitude journal. And this is one of the things that I've heard many people say that they do. Grateful thoughts help you keep pessimism and worry at bay. Numerous studies have linked gratitude to greater happiness, satisfaction with life, and optimism. It may even help you sleep better. Take a chance. Risk can be scary, but we're more likely to regret the things that we did not take a chance on than the things we did. Practice taking smart risks. That is, risk related to something that's meaningful to you. And that's one thing to think about, because, you know, there are people that don't know how to take a risk. They live their lives by such a structure. And yes, you need a routine to get things going, but be a little flexible. Be willing to do the things that can get you and help you reach your goals. Learn something new. It doesn't matter what field or how simple or difficult. New learning recharges your mind and makes you feel more competent. We are living in the information age, the technology age. Things in this era are changing constantly, totally, forever. And we need to look for ways to advance, because, you know, one of the things that we forget about is that years ago, when there was very little technology, there were a lot more jobs available. And yes, there are jobs available today, even with technology. But if you don't know how to use a computer, if you refuse to learn how to use a computer, then guess what? You are going to be left behind. This is one of the things that happens to especially in the baby boomer generation, because that's the generation that is just exiting the job market. And for many of them, they used to work for corporations for, say, 10, 15 years. And those corporations merged, and they had 2 to 3 people performing every job. So what did these corporations do? Because prior to the baby boomer generation, many of their parents worked for the same company and retired from the corporation with a retirement party and a gold watch, and they expected to live comfortably on Social Security and 401ks, but the cost of living changed that. So now we understand, and what we're seeing is, because technology is advancing and more jobs are being lost, what's happening is they're creating a totally new job market. So what does that mean? That means you need to change your perception of a job, where you perform your job, and that means you have to totally believe in yourself if you want to succeed. Perfect your workspace. Your environment can have a big impact on your effectiveness and productivity. Experiment with making your workspace one that's suited to the task you do in a place where you enjoy spending time. For so many of us, what happens, we're so used to living in a way that we don't seem to understand where we're coming from or what it is that we truly want in our lives. So think again of how you can change. And remember, habits are something that can always be changed in life. Think of all the things that you can do that can help you grow and expand your choices for your behavior. And what this, and I want to reiterate this again, that instead of replacing that expensive or that car with another expensive car, look within yourself, write down, sit down and write down all the things and look at your thoughts. And here's one thing that I want you to do, because what we often think about or don't realize is that we have thoughts and control our thoughts. And if you often think about it, as a parent, what do you say to your child? You should. So why don't you write down, get a piece of paper and write down all the things that you remember your parents telling you you should do. Inside you, you have a child. And that child says, I want. What I want you to do is take that sentence, I want, and write down all the things that you want in life. Then, as an adult, often you tell yourself, I am able to. Now, take that list and write down all the things that you're able to do. And when you do that, put it in 3 columns. Put it in as your child saying, I want, the adult saying, I am able to, and the parent saying, you should. Now, look at your list. What were all the shoulds that you were told by a parent? And Think about it. Are those the things that you are putting in your head today and keep telling you that you should do? Then look at all your wants and then compare them to all the things that you believe you are able to do. Look where your conflicts are. Look where you've got places that you've got one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, stopping yourself from reaching those goals that you truly believe that you can achieve in your lifetime. And then what I want you to do is take those lists and change them around to all the things that you can't, that you have been stopping yourself from doing. And rewrite those things. Tell yourself that you are able to achieve those goals, that you're able to do the things that you truly believe you can. And then go back and rewrite your history. Now, what I want to finish up with is a short story in that for years, we don't realize that we have goals in life, but we don't always write out our goals and we don't always sit back and then write out the steps that it takes to reach those goals. If you choose to look at your goals and then break it down into workable steps so that it doesn't seem so daunting, then you can achieve those goals in life. But you have to believe in yourself, and you have to change the tapes or the things that you're telling yourself, because you have to learn to, once you believe in yourself and you start achieving your goals, then someone else will look at what you're doing. And remember, if you have people in your life that are constantly telling you what you can't do, then sometimes you may have to change that environment and get around people who will support you in whatever choices you make in life. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can read articles on there about what your opportunities are, how to change your habits. I've also got a website called trainingandmarketingtips.com where you can read up on different types of jobs that you can do from home.